Bill O'Reilly here. Welcome to the No Spin News. Thursday, March 31st, 2022. Stand up for your country. You know, I get thousands of pieces of mail, and we have a message board on BillO'Reilly.com if you'd like to weigh in and talk to other folks who watch us. And a lot of the material that we deal with on this program is discussed all over the world about what we say and the facts we give you. And I always tell people, look, you're going to talk to people with disagreements, who see life differently and have different philosophies than you do. You should be respectful to those people, but don't back down. Don't back away. But the only way you can debate most of those people, because they're emotionally tied into their belief system, as are you and as are I am, okay, is to do facts. And that's what we are in business to do on BillO'Reilly.com, on the No Spin News, on the radio. We are in business to give you facts. Now, a lot of people won't accept the facts. What are you going to do? You give them, they don't accept them. That's it. There's no further conversation, really. So today, I'm going to give you more facts in this presentation than I've ever given you before, because we're coming to a point where Americans are going to either have to say, we want effective government, we want fair government that is going to help us, or we don't. That's where we are in history now. So let us begin with Hunter Biden. Doesn't that sound a little unusual that I would give that monologue and then open with Hunter Biden? Stay with me. And that is the subject of this evening's Talking Points memo. Now, the overview on Hunter Biden is factual. So while his father was vice president under President Obama, Hunter Biden decided to go into business. And he used his father's position to set up contracts around the world. China, Russia, Ukraine. And those contracts brought Hunter Biden millions of dollars. That's a fact. Hunter Biden admits it. Hunter Biden told the IRS that happened. All right, so millions of dollars are coming to Hunter Biden. But Hunter Biden really doesn't have a job. All right, it's not like he's working for the No Spin News. He doesn't have a job. He's appointed and he gets contracts to consult. But he's not doing anything. He's not building anything. He's not particularly creative or any of that. But millions of dollars are going into his wallet. Fact. His father knows this is happening because Hunter Biden on occasion introduces his father to his business partners around the world, and Hunter Biden flies on Air Force Two with his father to take meetings, particularly in China. So the vice president of the United States knows that his son is reaping millions of dollars by an association with him. Joe Biden knows that. That is corruption. That's what it is. Now, if you're an honest politician, you say to your son, number one, you're not flying on Air Force Two at taxpayers' expense so you can make money. That's not happening. And number two, I'm the vice president. I can't have you entering into deals with nations that I'm responsible for. Remember, Barack Obama put Joe Biden in charge of Ukraine. So this is corruption. Now, that's an opinion, but it's based on facts. So Joe Biden, to me, used his position as vice president to perform corrupt acts on behalf of his son and I think his brother, but I'm not quite sure about Jimmy yet. Now, if you want to go back in history to see another president who did the exact same thing, you go to U.S. Grant, who in his administration employed 40 members, 40, of the Grant family. And U.S. Grant was battered by corruption his entire 8 years. Okay, so you can read about it, but it's the same thing. So members of Grant's family were enriching themselves because Grant was president. Members of Biden's family enriched themselves because he was vice president. Are you with me so far? Is everybody here? Now, there's no two sides to that story. So if your liberal friends, if your Biden supporter friends deny it, then they're just living in the land of Oz. They don't want to know the truth. As Jack Nicholson once said, you can't handle the truth. All right, timeline Hunter Biden. April 2019, 2 years ago, Hunter Biden damages his MacBook Pro. No, I do it. Damages his computer. Water damage. He brings it in, not to a computer place, but to some kind of slash. He didn't bring it to Apple. He brings it to some guy in Wilmington, Delaware. The guy does repairs, but he can't even see this guy. So I don't know. He drops the computer off, does Hunter Biden. And he never comes back to get it. Okay. This is a guy getting paid millions of dollars by China, Ukraine, and Russia. Drops the computer off, doesn't come back. In the computer, all kinds of business stuff, personal stuff, pictures of him, inebriated. I mean, it's like, all right. So the guy, he takes the hard drive out, John Paul Mac Isaac. Why? I don't know. Why would you do that? You're not entitled to do that. You just want to fix a computer. So he takes it out, all right? And he makes a copy, and he gives it to Rudy Giuliani's lawyer, Robert Costello. All right, this is in September. So computer goes in April. Hunter Biden doesn't show back up. In September, the guy makes a copy of the hard drive and gives it to Rudy Giuliani's lawyer, Robert Costello. Why would you do that? Okay. Then the FBI gets involved because Giuliani kind of whispers around that he has it. And they go into the Delaware repair shop and take the computer. They have subpoenas. They take it. Okay. Now, later on, in a congressional hearing, the person in charge of this, the FBI personnel, says he doesn't know where the computer is. You've seen the clip. It's just, okay, great, thanks. All right, then, in late September, after the hard drive has been given to Giuliani and the FBI seizes it, the FBI seizes it in December. In late September, Steve Bannon tells the New York Post about this whole thing. All right. And then the New York Post gets a copy of the hard drive and prints it in October 11th. Okay. It's a big story in the New York Post, but none of the other corporate media pick it up, and it's banned on social media, Facebook and all that. They ban it. Why would you do that? Okay. I mean, you know, it's a legitimate story. Check it out yourself. Okay. So there's a total across the board blackout of the story, which you know about. And then it comes up to Joe Biden in the final presidential debate. Finally, it gets to him. All right, he's running for president October 20th, right before the election. Hey, your kid's laptops is all kinds of salacious stuff. What do you think? Roll the tape.
There are 50 former national intelligence folks who said that what this he's accusing me of is a Russian plant. They have said that this is has all the character. Five former heads of the CIA, both parties, say what he's saying is a bunch of garbage. Nobody believes it except his and his good friend Rudy Giuliani.
You mean the laptop is now another Russia hoax?
That's exactly where
he's going.
Okay. Come on. It's 2 weeks before the election. So Joe Biden, but remember, look what he said. That's what I was told. Okay. All right. So now we know that Biden was misled or lied. One or the other, misled or lied. Okay, because stuff on it wasn't a Russian hoax. Hunter Biden put it there. So now, where do we stand? Okay, this is the most important part of this. So the feds are investigating Hunter Biden. It's led by Delaware U.S. Attorney David Weiss. Now, David Weiss has to use the FBI to accumulate information, facts. All right? All right, so that's underway. And according to CBS News, which is now finally covering it for some reason, all right, the FBI and the U.S. Attorney are looking at Hunter Biden allegedly violating tax laws, money laundering, and violating foreign lobbying laws. So there is a grand jury. What is a grand jury? It is folks, regular folks, impaneled for months, not a regular one-shot deal like we all have to do. These people are impaneled for a while and they're paid. And they look at the evidence and they decide to issue an indictment or not. I think Hunter Biden's going to get indicted. I do. Okay. So that's where we are. And all of the other stuff you hear is BS, hype, whatever. Okay. So Hunter Biden right now is living in California near Malibu. All right. And he is doing some art stuff. See, this just the guy doesn't have a job. He's never had a job. And he's living in the most expensive area of the country, Malibu. All right. Now, the Washington Post ran an article. I'm not even going to bother with it. Not even bothering with it. New York Times, not bothering with it. They don't want to tell you what actually happened. They're covering themselves because they know they're not newspapers any longer. But their credibility is now people are mocking them. So they've got to cover it. And as soon as they do it, then the corporate TV media does it. With the exception of Fox. Fox has done it all along. But sometimes on FNC, it's not true what they're telling you. They're hyping it. All right? So Hunter Biden and his father, the president, are afforded due process. We know it happened. We know it was corrupt, Joe Biden, but we don't know if you committed a formal crime yet. So if Hunter Biden gets indicted, that means there's a trial, unless he pleads guilty, which he might, to avoid a trial. In a trial, you're going to have people come in and say, Joe Biden got a piece, because they've already said it. Bobulinski, I think the guy's name is, Hunter Biden partner. Hey, dad got a taste, the big guy, 10%. That was all in a New York Post story. But it hasn't been proven. And that's what would happen if Hunter Biden is indicted. Now, I know I can hear you saying, well, it's a corrupt Biden administration, Justice Department never going to do it. It's too far gone for that. If they don't indict, they're going to have to explain why. All right, so Christopher Wray, the head of the FBI, whose main cyber guy didn't even know where Hunter's computer was, Christopher Wray is going to have to come out and explain it. Now, if he does get indicted, and this is the final part of this Talking Points memo, and I hope you find it worthy, President Biden could pardon him before there's even a trial, before anything happens. That's what Gerald Ford did to Richard Nixon. And there have been a few other cases in history where a president has pardoned someone before the legal charges are brought to a jury. Okay? Now, if Joe Biden does that, he's through. So even the New York Times, the Washington Post, NBC News, and those are the three most progressive news organizations, CNN right behind them. But even they would have to call for Joe Biden to resign if he pardoned his son so nobody could find out what really happened. Joe Biden pretty much would have to resign. That's where it would be. Now, it might be worth it for him to resign if he took money from his son and his brother. If Joe Biden did that, he's Spiro Agnew. Remember, the vice president under Nixon, Spiro Agnew, pled no contest to bribery, and he got booted. Okay? So, same thing could happen to Biden. So that's where we are right now. Bill at BillO'Reilly.com. You got any questions? But I think I've explained it fairly clearly. It took 15 minutes, but it's an important story because it affects the president of the United States, most powerful man in the world. Directly affects him. Okay. His schedule today, 1:30, he gave a little speech about trying to bring down oil prices. So a million barrels a day going out for the U.S. oil reserve, not going to matter. Oil prices will come down a little bit now before Memorial Day, and then they'll go back up in the summer. It's worldwide market that drives it, not U.S. market. But Biden is desperate. So he's, oh, no, I'm gonna release the oil. Hey, why did you strangle the oil industry in the first place? You'd never explain that. All right, so that's what he did. It's too late. It's too late. Too late for the Democratic Party. Too late for Joe Biden. They're going to get whacked in November. Now, because of the strangulation of the oil industry, inflation has gone up. And we all know this, but I want to be very specific today. So in the past 12 months, the USA is between 8 and 10% inflation. That means last year at this time, okay, when Biden had just taken over from Trump, you were making 10% more money than you are now. Everybody understand that? You've got a haircut of 10% thanks to Joe Biden. So here are some things that have gone up. All the household products, Procter & Gamble household products, are up fairly significantly. We're talking about laundry detergent, cleaning stuff, body care products, Tide, Downy, Gain, they're up. Food is up, obviously. Mondelez International, the owner of Oreos, Ritz, Cadbury Chocolate, Sour Patch Kids, 7% increase last month. Okay? Home appliances up as much as 12%. Used cars up 39% in a year. 39%. Furniture up 9%. Okay. Streaming services, Netflix raising its prices, Amazon Prime, all of that is up. Food hit a worldwide high, 20% increase year to year, according to the UN Food Agency. Brutal. It's all because Joe Biden strangled the United States energy industry, and therefore transportation costs much more, and all the products are transported by trucks. That's why. COVID had a little bit to do with it, but not a lot. Trump had COVID. We didn't have inflation there. This is all on Biden's incompetence, 100%. All the pain that we are experiencing. And now he wants to raise taxes even more. The Democrats say, hey, I'll raise taxes. All right. So people go, not Biden's fault. These are the left, okay? He didn't do it. Okay. January 20th, 2021, Inauguration Day. Okay. Executive order that Joe Biden signs. And it stops development of the XL pipeline. Boom! Stops drilling and harvesting on all federal land, including Alaska. Boom! Done. And sends a signal, we're going to crush the fossil fuel industry. That happened first day. Also happened first day, Secretarial Order 3395. 60-day suspension of all drilling permits on federal land. Okay, too much. You couldn't do a thing. All right. November 15th, 2021, the Build Back Better Act, which did not pass, but sent a signal that you're never again fossil fuel industry, energy industry, going to be allowed to drill in the Arctic or anywhere else like that. Even though we know we have tremendous reserves up there, you can't get them. And then finally, December 13th, 2021, Executive Order 14057 says that by the year 250, 65% reduction in greenhouse gases will have to occur. So that's coal, that's fracking. I mean, geez, Biden basically said, we're going to put you out of business. That's what happened. All right. So according to Salary Finance, Inc., it's another think tank. They did a survey, 3,000 Americans, all right? And they did individuals and businesses. Here are their findings. Number one, percent of employees who run out of money between paychecks, all right? 20% right now of workers run out of money before they get paid. Last year, under Biden, it was 15%. You can see people run out of money. Percentages said rising price of consumer dues has impacted them. 76%. If you earn less than $55,000, it's 84%. Of course, it's going to impact you unless you don't care and you have so much money, it doesn't matter. Lack of savings is a key. Okay. 68% of Americans say they don't have any savings for emergencies. 68%. They don't have any savings. 33% of workers don't have $1,000 on hand. 49% of black workers don't have $1,000. Half. 34% of Hispanic workers don't have $1,000. 26% of white don't have $1,000. And 49% of American workers, all right, have had to take from their savings accounts, 401ks, whatever, and you got to pay tax on that money, okay, to support themselves in this time of inflation. That's it. Democrats can't win in November. Can't. Now, black Americans, if you're still going to vote for Democrats because you are their main bloc vote, African Americans, you're still going to do it? Almost self-destructive for you. Okay, now on the job, never happens in my world. I run three corporations now. Doesn't happen because I'm, I think, a fairly, not nice, that wouldn't be the right word, but fair. I'm a fair man, all right? But if you come to work stoned or drunk, there is no second chance for you. That's it. You're gone because it's a responsibility that you have. I'm paying you. You got to come and do your job. You can't be stoned or drunk. Now, do I drug test? I don't, because most of my employees are working remote. So I'm not going to barge into their house. But there have been, over the last 5 years, and when I built up this empire, there have been people who I knew were inebriated and they're not working for us anymore. Okay. So this last year, the percentage of working Americans testing positive for illegal narcotics on the job hit a two-decade high, about 5%, because many corporations, they drug test. All right, so 5% of people working were stoned, mostly on marijuana. Now, I don't have booze stats, but I assume it's the same, maybe more, for booze. Now, this is according to Quest Diagnostics. They're the company that does much of this. So in addition to not having any money, the workers, the little money they have, they're buying pot and booze. And they're drinking and getting stoned and coming to work. Whoa. Ukraine latest. Not much going on today. Poland announcing they're not going to buy any oil from Russia after the year's end. Germany says, hey, we don't want to buy Russian energy, but we are getting squeezed. We don't have enough energy here. Germany's fault. They could do what France did and build nuke plants, but Germany, of course, wouldn't do it. Now, America, if Trump had been reelected, we would be selling Germany the energy because there wouldn't be any cutback. In fact, Trump would accelerate the American energy. So we'd sell it to him. Not now. Border. We're going to do this every day. We'll have the latest on a border. Okay, so I can't confirm this. We tried that there's another big caravan in Guatemala forming come El Norte. But I believe there is, but I can't confirm it. But we do know that up to 60,000 people are estimated to be in northern Mexico waiting to illegally cross the border. Okay? And the Biden administration has now announced it's going to end Title 42 on May 23rd. What is Title 42? Class. That is immediate deportation if you don't have a COVID vax. So if you can believe this, U.S. Border Patrol are now asking illegal aliens that they encounter if they're vaxxed. If you're not, they can boot you right back. But Biden's going to end it. Why? You won't even end mask mandates on airlines. Why? And as soon as 42 ends, then the people who are getting sent back to Mexico immediately are going to be here. This is Biden, open border, come on in. And Biden has no excuse for any of this. Simple man, right? Y'all know I'm simple man. One simple question. What does Biden's open border policy do for you? Give me one thing, one, that helps America by the open door border policy. One. You can't, no one can. Helps the migrants. Don't help this country. Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Okay, Arizona, under siege, says that voters will be required to prove they are American citizens before they can vote in that state. Good. Oh, the Biden administration on the border. The two big things, the energy and the border. Boo. Are you stressed? I'm not really stressed. I see things fairly clearly, and I think I make other people stressed, but I'm not really a stress kind of guy. But anyway, Wallet Hub did a survey about all the 50 states and what are the most stressful places. So they based on a work-related stress, money-related stress, family-related stress, health and safety-related stress. Four things. So you want the most stressed states in the union? Throw them on up. Here they are. Louisiana. Now, that has to do with the economy of Louisiana and the disintegration of the biggest city, New Orleans. That's what that has to do with. Nevada, again, driven by the gaming industry being really the only functioning income producer. New Mexico, a lot of poverty. West Virginia, a lot of poverty. Mississippi, same, poverty. Arkansas, same. Oklahoma, Alabama, Texas. Now, there's something interesting. Stressful in Texas. I think it has to do with a lot of the changes going on down there. And 10 Tennessee. Those are the most stressed states. Now, notice New York, California, not there. This is Wallet Hub, not me. So these are the least stressed states. Throw them on up. Utah. Wow. A lot of wide open spaces in Utah. Minnesota. They're not stressed out. In Minneapolis, they are, but not in the rest of the state, apparently. South Dakota, kind of mellow there. Wisconsin, New Hampshire, live free or die. Hawaii, now I understand Hawaii. North Dakota, Massachusetts. They're not stressed in Massachusetts. Have you driven in Boston lately? Nebraska, and this is impossible. They're not stressed in New Jersey? Are you kidding me? All right, come back to me. Jersey, not stressed? Have you taken the Port Authority route lately? So I can't vouch for any of the New Jersey. I don't know. All right, now a lot of people, and we had a tremendous discussion yesterday with Dr. Graham Allison of Harvard about Russia and China and the threats those countries pose to us. If you did not see that, and you are BillO'Reilly.com, concierge or premium member, you can see it anytime you want. It is well worth watching. It's even more important than Will Smith and Chris Rock for your life. So this day in history ties into that a little bit. March 31st, 1959, the Dalai Lama begins life in exile. He's in India, okay? So he's 86 years old now, but in 59, he split Tibet. Now, why do I care about this? Because the reason the Dalai Lama left was because China invaded Tibet. Throw the map on up. Where's Tibet? It is in the Himalayas. It borders China and India. It is a fascinating civilization. China, in 1950, marched in and took it over. And to this day, if you visit Lhasa, the Buddhist capital of Tibet, you will see the Chinese army. And the Tibetans have no freedom. And nobody did anything about it because Harry Truman knew he was going to have to fight the North Koreans. So he wasn't going to get involved with the Chinese war, and Tibet just went poof. China invaded. Now, a little bit about Tibet. Fascinating country. I have not been there. I want to go. 80,000 people have left that country along with the Dalai Lama, all right? And population is 3.5 million in the mountains, beautiful, beautiful. And all of those people can't open their mouths or they wind up in a camp. Now, that's China. And if you're telling me, well, China's changed, no, it hasn't. They could give back Tibet tomorrow. They wanted to, they don't. And that China may try to take Taiwan. Now, Putin's made it harder for Xi to invade Taiwan. He has. Because now Xi says, if I do that, I'm going to get slapped at all these economic sanctions. And that's going to really hurt here. And we're different than Putin. So, anyway, that's this day in history. So we got a good nail segment and then a final thought where I'm going to take a trip. I'm going to tell you all about the trip. So we hope you hang tough. We'll be right back.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash. Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Let's do the mail. James King, Hilton Head, South Carolina. Nice place. The danger to America is not President Biden, but the people who have entrusted him with the presidency. It would be easier to limit and undo the follies of Biden than to restore the common sense and good judgment of those who voted for him. Very good letter. Very good letter. The culture in this country, but I think, James, now that pain has descended on the American people, that some at least will realize that voting for irresponsible, woke people will hurt them directly, I hope. Wayne, concierge member, it is a willful failure to not enforce the immigration laws of the USA. It is absolutely an impeachable offense. But we'll never see that happen because Biden's just doing what the party wants him to do. But he's going to lose Congress. I think the Republicans are going to take both the House and the Senate. Republicans could impeach him. They're not going to convict him because they won't have two-thirds majority in the Senate. Possible. We'll have to see how bad things are next January. Emil, who did not give name in town, Emil. Come on, man. I'm going to use it because it's good. Bill, I'm afraid the Republicans will do nothing about the southern border. Emil, how can you say that? Trump stopped it almost cold. That's the Republicans. You know, he put in the Remain in Mexico policy. He forced Obrador, the Mexican president, to put the troops on both borders. How can you say that? Come on. I'm not a party guy, but got to give credit where credit's due. Steve Stimson, Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Do Mickey and Minnie Mouse still exist within the Disney circle of influence? Since the 1950s, I considered Mickey a male and Minnie a female. How would the current Disney Corporation define Mickey and Minnie, gender-wise? I don't want to think about it. Leave the mice alone. I have a message of the day, and anybody can read it. You don't have to be a member of BillO'Reilly.com to read it. And I think Disney Corporation's self-destructing. I hope you read it. Doug, concierge member, that means Doug gets direct access to me. I'm done with Disney. I won't go to their parks, won't watch their shows. I've canceled the Disney Channel. A lot of anger. Lisa Rosati, Montreal, Canada. Nice town. Bill, in your message of the day, you claim that a good argument can be made. Senator Joe Manchin, a Democrat from West Virginia, is saving the country. But what about him voting for the far-left Supreme Court nominee? He's still a Democrat. All the Democrats are going to vote for the new nominee. I think Manchin may go over to the Republican side. But now, if he wants to remain in the party, he's got to make that vote. Pam Wyatt, Longville, Texas. How does the Tacoma School Board? It isn't the Tacoma School Board. It's a suburb of Tacoma. Take the student's race into account when determining punishment. Comply with the 14th Amendment, which states that no state shall deny to any person jurisdiction the equal protection of the law, because school policy is not law. Though the schools aren't, this isn't about law, enforcing the law, it's about policy. And they go, if you're a minority student, you don't get the same punishment whites do. That's their policy. Ann Adams, Norwalk, Connecticut. Bill, I remember how hard you worked for Kate's Law to think that Senator McConnell killed it because of his dislike for you. This is a leader? Sickening. McConnell killed it. Got to tell the truth. Bill, in Largo, Florida. Excellent no-spin news tonight. I learned a lot from your conversation with the Harvard professor. We can't get depth like this anywhere else. You bet. That's why you guys watch me. Gary Braz, Boylston, Massachusetts. I cannot say enough about tonight's no-spin news. It was excellent from start to finish. I will buy a membership for my daughter and son-in-law and make them agree to watch the no-spin news. Tell me how you make them. I'd like to pass that along, Gary. But if they do, they'll be a lot smarter. That's for sure. Okay, Stand Up For Your Country mugs. Mom's and Dad's Day is coming up. This is a fabulous gift. Won't break the bank. Made in America. So might get that. And a better gift than the mugs is my book, May 3rd, in time for Mother's Day and Father's Day, Killing the Killers. Now, Mom will like this book because it centers in on a young woman captured by ISIS. It's an amazing story. And if you buy from us, pre-order from us, you get a free sticker. Now, that's a humorous sticker, even though the eagle doesn't look like having a great time. And word of the day, do not be a poltroon. I called somebody a poltroon the other day. They had no idea how to react. They had no idea. I said, don't be a poltroon. Okay, got a good final thought. Hang tough, right back.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash. Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
All right, here is the final thought of the day. I'm going to be off next week. I will write a column for Sunday. Noon will be posted. And we will have messages of the day throughout the week. And I'm going to put an excerpt of Killing the Killers up on BillO'Reilly.com so everybody can read it. You don't have to be a member. Everybody can read it. So I'm going down, and I can't tell you where, because it's an island. And if I say it, people will panic on the island, and Putin might even invade. So I'll tell you when I come back. I'm going to an island, and I'm going to be underwater a lot, because that's, you know, one of my hobbies. Frighten the fish. Is that him? But the most important thing about the trip is I'm going with 21 of my friends. Now, you would say, O'Reilly, you can't possibly have 21. I have more than that because I value friendship. I'm a loyal friend. So every 2 years, we call ourselves the Men of Adventure. And we go someplace, all right? And these are people that I've known, some of them, since I'm 5 years old, all right? So people I've met all throughout my life. We all gather. They all get along. No prima donnas. You're prima donna. You're finished, okay? You can't be that. And we have a blast, all right? So we're going to be out on the water. We're going to be at the beach. We'll be in a few pubs, not rowdy, you know, respectful. The Men of Adventure trip's been going on since 1978. Now, we're geezers now, but we still got a little juice. So we did a river raft in a Grand Canyon, unbelievably spectacular. We went to Iceland. The country will never be the same. We went to the big island of Hawaii and did a whole bunch of stuff there with that, you know, the little zip line thing. That was hysterical. So that's what we do every 2 years. I'm doing that next week. When I come back, I'll have a full report if I come back. All right. Those sharks, I'll be hand to hand with them. And I just wanted you to know that I'll miss you guys, but hang tough. And we will be, I think it's April 4th, right? April 11th, we will start up again. All right, stay well. Thank you for listening and watching the No Spin News.